It's intense hockey. You know, it's not like we're going out there looking for hits, but you know, when there's a hit to be made or a hit to be taken, you know, we don't shy away from it.
We were talking to Paul yesterday morning, and he was talking about to play fast. He wanted to sort of simplify the message, right, and condense it. Have you noticed that? Like, how does he coach you guys to play fast so you're not thinking a lot when you're playing?
You know, when you're in the right spots and you're making the right reads, you're gonna be quick. When you get away from that, when you're starting to think a little too much, you know, your feet slow down. So you know, simplicity of our game is definitely huge for us, and we just have to continue doing that.
Like, how does he teach that? Like, has he simplified his message? Does he show less video? Has he cut down on some of the X's and O's? Like, I don't know. I'm fishing because I'm trying to explain what he was saying.
You know, we do video like any other team. We you know, we talk. He's a good communicator, and you know, for the most part, he's just doing the regular stuff.
So this is news to you. He was saying they sat down last summer and talked about how can we simplify it, how can we bring out our strengths in the simplest way. I don't know if you noticed any change or the way they teach.
Yeah, obviously we've changed some things up, but for the most part, you know, every team is doing it. You know, every team that's not succeeding is trying to change some things up, and you know, he's done a good job at you know, getting us to buy in and into what we're doing and sticking to our game plan. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we don't stray from it. We don't get away from it, no matter the adversity that's happening in a game. We just continue to stick to it.
Nashville series, every game was different. What do you expect more?
We know they're going to come out strong. We know they're you know, they're fast. We know they play a solid 200-foot game. So we know they're going to come hungry, and we have to be prepared for that.
You're on an incredible run here. Can you talk about the growth of your game over the last few months and how that's really translated in the playoffs?
Well, yeah, you try to get better every game. You try to get better every day, and you know, that's what I want to continue to do. You know, it's an ongoing process. You know, the game of hockey, you always have to get better. You always have to strive for more. And you know, when I'm playing with the guys that I'm playing with, it makes it pretty easy to read off of. And you know, so I'm lucky to have those two. I don't know what you mean.
Like, in terms of, like, to get to this point, like, in your development, it took a while for you to get to this level. Is this sort of what you always expect from yourself?
You know, you always expect a lot out of yourself. You want to strive for the best, and you know, that's what I try to do every day. I try to do whatever it takes to get better at this game and be better for my team, and you know, do that every day.
Can you give a couple of Trouba for a second, if you don't mind? Last night, Coach Maurice said that he was exceptional in Game 7, and he thought last night's game was a carryover of that. Can you just describe what Jacob brings to the team?
He has everything for us. You know, he blocks shots, he makes hits, he's got a good stick. You know, he gets in on the rush when the time is right, and he just does everything so well. And you know, he's been a backbone of our defense, you know, all season.
Important to get a couple of power play goals in game one.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, special teams is a big you know, big part of playoffs. When you're running good, it's huge. But it's definitely not something you want to rely on. You want to continue to work on your 5-on-5 game, and when you get the chances on the power play, you want to capitalize, and you know, it was big for us to do that last night.
Bufflin kind of showed it all last night. Talk about what he brings to this team, especially in big moments.
He's done it all playoffs. He's done it all season. He's a big time player, and he's a guy that you know, does it all for us. You know, kills penalties. You know, a key guy on the power play. You know, he does it all on a night-to-night basis.
Coach Murray said this is the best team he's ever had. You know, for a guy who's been in the league forever and has been through a ton, you know, what does that mean to you, you know, and the guys to be a part of something like that, that he would say that?
Yeah, it's huge. You know we have a good team here, and but at the end of the day, it's you know, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, we have a great opponent here in Vegas, and we have to be on our game to make this something special.
I know you're trying not to look at the numbers at this time of year, but 13 goals in 15 games, have you ever had a run like this?
Maybe in minor hockey, I don't know. It's like I've said before, you know, I play with some pretty phenomenal players in KC and in Wheels, and you know, they make my job very easy. You know, they do all the right things on a shift-to-shift basis. You know, we read off each other so well, and you know, to get the chance to play with those two, it makes it easy on me.
Mark, how much fun is Blake Wheeler having in this playoff?
I hope he's having a lot.
He's got a stone face with us every day when he talks to us. I'm wondering how much.
I think
fun
he just doesn't like you guys.
Okay.
But he's, he's obviously having a lot of fun. You know, this time of the year, you know, playing in these big games are fun times. It's fun hockey. It's enjoyable, and he's the guy that drives this bus on a day-to-day basis. He's the guy that we all follow, and you know, we're all enjoying it.
I know, talk before the season, you set your standards really high, you know, wanting to be the best. How much were you aching to have a playoff run to do that, right? Like, you know, to be the kind of player you can be, but in the playoffs, in one run, just personally.
You know, everyone wants to make the playoffs. Everyone wants to go far in playoffs, and you know, at the start of every season, you never know how it's going to go, and you try to just, you know, think about it game by game. You know, try to get better as a player yourself, and not focus too far in the future. And you know, I think our team's done a great job at that this year.
Like last year, when you're out, are you watching playoff games? Are you watching Crosby?
Yeah, obviously.
Like,
you know,
every night. Like,
yeah, you know, I enjoy watching the game, and it's fun to watch. You know, big time players playing big games, and you know, I'm always tuning in to see what's going on.
Do you study anybody in particular, or you just watch whatever's on that night? Or?
You know, there's definitely players I like to watch more than others, but sometimes it's just for the fun of it, and sometimes it's just a good game or whatever. So you know, but there's definitely some days where it's you know, you're watching certain players more than others. He's a smart man. He has a reason for where he's going, and you know, he's a pretty intelligent player. So, you know, not wondering about it too much.
As a player, can you appreciate how this organization kind of stuck to their plan and didn't, you know, panic? They really draft and develop. They weren't changing GMs and coaches like a lot of teams do.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, to have the trust that they have in you, and you know, obviously they've done a really good job drafting here and developing and taking care of their players, and you know, that just shows a lot about the character of this organization.
I'm sure. Have you ever seen a player as strong as Dustin Bufflin is?
He's a strong man. I'm definitely happy to have him on my side.
Off the ice, you see him do anything freaky, like flip tires, like their nickels or anything like that? I mean,
no, never seen any of that. But you know, I think you see it on a night-to-night basis on how strong he is on the ice.
Is it your sense of Nikolai's handling his not having scored the playoffs pretty well? He's finding other ways to contribute. It looks like that.
It's not about points. It's not about scoring goals in playoffs. It's about winning games, and that's always the focus.
What can you expect from Vegas in Game 2? It's a team proof. People run all year long. So can you expect the same from them?
Yeah, we know they're going to come out strong. We know they're a really good team, and you know, they're going to be hungry for a win tomorrow. Yeah, it's huge. No, that just speaks volumes about his character. You know, he's a guy that you know, wants his team to win, and is such a great guy. You know, off the ice and on the ice, and you know, shows a lot.
He doesn't talk to us much. I mean, what does this mean for him? I mean, he's a guy who spent 11 years in the organization in the third round for the first time.
Yeah, I'm sure it means a lot. You know, it means a lot to all of us. It's big time. It's big games. It's a fun time of the year, and